In the gospel, we have the story of the wedding feast at Cana, and of course the paramount message is that Our Lady is interceding on behalf of the people, on behalf of the couple, the married couple, on behalf of all the people, that they have wine for the wedding. As the wine ran out, and that would have been a disaster for the wedding, and would have taken all the enjoyment out of the wedding. So Our Lady intercedes even before they know about it, and she asks Our Lord to perform this miracle. And Our Lord says, "Woman, how does your concern affect me? My hour has not yet come." The hour, referring to his passion and death and our redemption, his hour has not yet come. And how does your concern affect me? And Our Lord's plan to initiate his redemption, his hour, his ascent to Calvary, presumably was at some later time. And yet God changes his plan at the intercession of his mother to show us how important it is to avail ourselves of the intercession of Our Lady, to turn to her. And Our Lady provokes, instigates this miracle, instigates our speedy accomplishment of our redemption. Our Lord, beginning his redeeming role through this first miracle, Our Lady speeds it up, and that is a message to us too. When we go to Our Lady, she speeds up our redemption, speeds up our sanctification, our ascent to heaven, and how we are to turn to her for this intercession. And then with her intercession, she obtains for us abundance of grace, abundance of God's mercy, abundance of God's help, as we see in the abundant miracle that Our Lady instigated. Our Lord takes these 6 water jars full of, that could hold 20 to 30 gallons each. That's it's a mathematical calculation, way over 100 gallons of wine. And how are they going to get rid of all that good wine? And Our Lord is just stressing how powerful, how important it is to turn to Our Lady, and how much it pleases him, and how much he will pour forth into us the Holy Spirit, his grace, his mercy, and his help to us if we turn to Our Lady. She brings us abundance of God's blessing, and so we are encouraged to turn to her. And as she brought joy to the wedding with this great tasting wine, and she will bring joy to us. She will be the cause of joy to us as well. She'll be the cause of the blessings of God into our life. And this miracle too reminds us of the Holy Eucharist, of how the water was transformed into wine, how the body and blood, the bread and wine is transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Our Lady initiates that too in her fiat, and let it be done unto me according to thy word. The word takes flesh in her womb, so she instigates that as well. She brings us to the Eucharist. She makes the Eucharist in her womb first, and then she gives it to the world. So she's the abundance of, she brings so much joy and fruitfulness to us, and this is the plan of God, in our life, that we have Our Lady as this intercessor, as this cause of our joy, as this catalyst for sanctification and growth and love for God. So let us take this message of Cana in Galilee and turn evermore to Our Lady for intercession, for growth and sanctification, for Our Lady to transform us too into other Christs.
Miserere. Lord.